Leia fired, and the quad barrels of the Falcon's dorsal guns pistoned, spat its hard energies at the incoming TIE fighter. The Imperial craft flew right into the beams, exploded. That was three she'd gotten, and Chewie had hit some of them, too. But there were more of them swarming in. Too many more. "We can't land," Lando said over the comm. "If we put it down on the deck, we'll get blasted." "What are we going to do?" Leia said. "I don't know. We can't keep flying around." "Uh-oh."
"Uh-oh what?"
"Boba Fett's ship. It's taking off."
"Follow it."
"How? There's a wall of Imperial fighters between it and us."
"Go around them."
She was too close to lose Han now.
"I'll try."
The Falcon lurched, fell in a belly-twisting dive. Because they were in a gravity well and they needed the power for the shields, the artificial gravity was turned off. Leia felt herself go weightless. Only the safety straps kept her from floating out of the seat. Abruptly, she grew heavier as the power dive bottomed out and Lando hit the throttles hard in a climbing turn. Another TIE fighter came into view. Leia started the guns working, but the fighter zipped past too fast. Missed it. She felt the Falcon rock as the shields were hit by enemy fire.
"I sure hope that bootleg shield generator Han installed holds up," Lando said.
Leia didn't answer. She was too busy trying to shoot down the next pair of TIE fighters coming at her. Her gun beams lanced out and pierced one of the fighters, sent it spinning away, control surfaces riddled with holes. She missed the other one. She heard Chewie yelling something, and she wished she could understand him other than from context.
"I hate to be the one to say it," Lando said, "but I have a bad feeling about this."
Back at Rogue Squadron's secret moon base, Luke and Wedge hurried from their fighters to where Wes's X-Wing had been towed. Wes stood there staring at his ruined ship. Wedge said,
"You all right?"
"Yeah, I'm fine. I'd sure like to know what my R2 unit ate for breakfast, though. What could have gotten into it?"
Luke hoped he looked better than he felt. He was still rattled, his knees a little rubbery. He took a deep breath, fought to keep his voice calm.
"Why don't we see if we can find out?" he said.
He waved at the crew chief. "Get a coupler on this R2 unit, would you?" As the chief hustled her crew over to do just that, Luke heard a whistle behind him. Luke turned.
"I don't know, R2. You ever heard anything like it before?"
R2 chirped and whistled. Luke took that for a negative. The malfunctioning R2 unit settled to the ground. The crew chief stepped in and stuck a restraining bolt on it before it could move. R2 moved closer, extruded an interface, and plugged it into the other unit. Somebody plugged a translation screen into the damaged R2 unit. R2 whistled frantically.
"Uh-oh," Luke said, looking at the translation screen.
"What?" Wedge said.
"Look, according to this, the droid wasn't malfunctioning. It was programmed to shoot at me."
Wedge whistled, a counterpoint to R2's astromech speak.
"Who would do that? Why? How?"
The chief pulled her comlink from her belt and spoke into it, listened. Luke couldn't hear who was on the other end of the comlink.
"That's Rendar coming in," the chief said.
"What about Leia and Lando?" The chief shrugged.
"He didn't say."
To the chief, Luke said, "Keep an eye on this droid. Don't let anybody touch it." To Wedge, he said, "Let's go." Luke hurried to the second hangar, where Rendar's ship would arrive shortly.
"We can't get through," Lando said. "They'll pound us to pieces unless we get out of here. We'd better..."
His voice shut off.
"Lando? Lando?"
No answer.
"Chewie?"
No answer from there either. The Falcon seemed to be flying okay, but the comm was out. Leia yelled,
"3PO, where are you?"
Right here, came 3PO's nervous voice from above her gun turret.
"Go find out what happened to the comm. Check and see if Lando was all right."
"Yes, Princess Leia."
Another TIE shot past. Leia fired at it, missed. The blasted things were fast. The Falcon swung a hard turn to the left, then the right. Well, somebody was flying it. 3PO leaned over her turret.
"Princess Leia, Master Lando says the comm unit has been damaged. We no longer have internal or external communications. Master Lando says we must leave immediately or we'll be destroyed."
There was a tinge of hysteria in 3PO's voice.
"We can't," Leia said.
But they were already doing so. The Falcon arced away from the shipyard and dived between two half-constructed towers,
twisted so it flew sideways. The metal support struts of one tower passed so close to Leia's guns, she could read the part numbers stamped into them.
No, she yelled.
One of the TIE fighters chasing them wasn't so well flown. Leia saw it smash into the tower and shatter into a fireball. The Falcon twirled and flew parallel to the ground again, but only for a few seconds before Lando took it almost straight up. Leia looked, saw they were outrunning their pursuers. She unbuckled herself from the turret, hurried to reach the control cockpit. 3PO followed her, prattling on about something she couldn't catch. Lando was sweating when Leia arrived.
What are you doing?
Saving our lives, he said. I used every trick in the manual, plus a few I made up, and I couldn't get past those fighters. There were too many of them. It was just a matter of time before they knocked us down.
What about Boba Fett?
I lost sight of him.
He's probably trying to run to hyperspace.
Luke and Rogue Squadron. She trailed off as she realized the problem.
Yeah, Lando said. Our comm is dead. We can't call Luke to tell him to chase Boba Fett.
Maybe we can circle around, she said.
He shook his head.
He'll be long gone.
Chewie arrived, asked a question.
No, Lando said. Sorry, buddy.
Chewie expressed anger.
Yeah, me too,
Lando said. But we can't do Han any good if we get scattered all over the landscape. Leia felt a great weight settle upon her. Like a blanket made of soft lead, it pressed on her. She could hardly sit there without bowing.
Han, I'm so sorry.
Listen, Lando said. I don't want to add rocket fuel to a burning building, but we don't even know for sure that Han is on that ship. Boba Fett might have stashed him somewhere.
Leia couldn't speak. It was too much effort. Chewie said something.
Chewbacca is right, 3PO said. Sooner or later, Master Han will be delivered to Jabba. We can always go back to Tatooine and wait. I think that is a very good idea.
Nobody spoke for a moment. 3PO continued.
Well, at least we're alive.
Luke almost took a swing at Dash. It was all he could do to restrain himself. Wedge saw and said, Easy, Luke. Dash, if he was worried, didn't show it. He stood there, relaxed, and shrugged.
You just left them there?
Hey, kid, I was paid to show them where Slave One was. I showed them. My job was done. If they'd wanted me to do anything else, they should have contracted for it up front.
If anything happens to them...
What, kid? You gonna shoot me? I didn't make them go there. I was hired as a guide, so I guided. End of story.
He turned and ambled off. Wedge kept one hand on Luke's shoulder.
Don't do it, Luke. It won't help them.
Maybe not, but it'll make me feel a lot better.
Even as he felt the anger flush through him, Luke also felt a coldness, a kind of slyness within it. He knew what it was. Obi-Wan had warned him. He couldn't give in to his anger. If he did, the dark side would be there to claim him. He could feel it, waiting, ready to fill him with its bleak and unclean energies. He could feel that to allow it in would give him abilities he did not have, would give him powers ordinary mortals could not withstand. He would be able to bring Dash Rendar to his knees with a gesture.
No, don't even think it.
To give in to the dark side would be to become like Vader, like the Emperor, to become that which he fought against. He took a deep breath, and when he blew it out, much of his anger flowed with it. Dash even had a point. He hadn't forced anybody to do anything. One of the sensor crew ran over to where they stood.
We've got a ship coming in, he said. No communications, but the scopes say it's a Corellian freighter.
The Millennium Falcon. They were alive.
They're about 15 minutes out, the man said.
Luke felt a vast relief.
Leia, she was all right.
Even though he felt that he would have known if anything had happened to her, it was still a relief to hear that the ship was in one piece.
That gives us a few minutes, Wedge said. What say we go and see what we can dig out of that rascaled R2 unit?
Good idea, Luke said.
But when they reached the place where the bollocks astromech droid had been, what they found was a smoldering pile of debris. Someone had blasted the droid into rubble.
Luke spun around, looking for the crew chief who was supposed to be watching the unit. He spotted the woman quickly enough. She was pointing a blaster right at him. 10. Luke saw Wedge reach for his blaster. He yelled, "No!" Too late. The chief saw Wedge go for his weapon, turned slightly, and shot at him. The blast sizzled between Luke and Wedge, missed Luke by centimeters. He smelled ionized and burned air as he jumped to the side. Wedge didn't have any choice. His blaster beam caught her square in the center of mass and knocked her sprawling. The burned smell grew stronger and more unpleasant. By the time Luke got to her, the chief wasn't going to be answering any questions ever again.
"Well, I guess we know who rascaled the droid," Luke said, his voice quiet. "I would have liked to know why."
Wedge shook his head. "Maybe we can find out. I'll see what the operations computer has on her."
"Do that."
It was only a few minutes later that the Millennium Falcon put down on the moon. Once it was stowed out of sight inside the hangar, the hatch opened and the ramp came down. Lando and Chewie walked down the ramp, followed by 3PO.
Where was... There she was. She looked terrible.
She walked as if she were 1,000 years old.
"Leia?"
Her face was a study in misery. Luke moved to her, hugged her, but she was limp in his arms.
"What happened?"
"Boba Fett got away," she said.
Behind them, Lando said, "Yeah, and we were lucky to get away ourselves. The place was thick with TIE fighters." "I'm sorry, Luke. I tried." Chewie nodded and said something. Luke nodded. He turned, one arm still around Leia. Holding her thus brought up all kinds of conflicting emotions. As if he didn't have enough to sort out about Vader and the Force and the dark side, how he felt toward Leia was another whole unprobed universe.
"Come on," Luke said to her. "We'll figure something else out."
Leia was depressed, but the news of the malfunctioning droid broke through the blanket of despair shrouding her. It frightened her. When Wedge and Lando came back from checking on the former crew chief through the opcom, they looked grim.
"What?"
she asked. "Well," Wedge said, "it seems there was a transfer for 10,000 credits into the chief's account a few days ago, just after Rogue Squadron arrived here." Lando managed to access the account using a borrowed command override code.
"And?"
"The money came from a dummy corporation," Lando said. "I managed to backwalk it through two more dummy corporations. Wound up with something called Saber Enterprises. Last I heard, Saber was a front organization for the Empire's secret undercover anti-espionage operations."
"You think somebody paid the chief to rig the droid to shoot Luke?" Leia said.
"Seems awfully coincidental to me otherwise," Lando said. Leia nodded.
"It's got Vader's glove prints all over it."
Luke shook his head.
"That doesn't make any sense."
"Why not?"
"He wants me alive," Luke said. "He wants me to join the Empire."
"Maybe he changed his mind," Lando said. Leia stared off into the distance.
This was bad. She'd lost Han, maybe forever. No, don't think that. And she didn't want to lose Luke, too. He was too important, not just to the Alliance, but to her. She loved Han, but she loved Luke, too. Maybe not in the same way, but she didn't want to see him hurt.
She had a feeling about this, an intuition. This attempt on Luke's life was just the tip of something much larger, something hidden under a great depth of murky water. She had to find out what it was and stop it. "There was another thing," Lando said. "The chief's account had a pending file of credit in it from the same dummy corporation."
"Meaning what?" Luke asked.
"Meaning there was probably going to be another transfer of funds. My guess is that the 10,000 was just a down payment. If you had gotten blown up on that run, I'd also guessed that a much larger amount would have wound up in the chief's account. Sure brings up a lot of questions, doesn't it?" Lando looked at Wedge.
"She was going to shoot Luke," Wedge said.
"Second rule of self-defense is to shoot first and ask questions later." Leia turned around and looked at Lando.
"What is the first rule?"
"Be somewhere else when the shooting starts." They looked at each other.
What did all this mean?
Zizor knew that exercise was necessary, was essential for optimum health.
and it helped keep underlings in line if they knew you were physically powerful. He practiced martial arts now and then, but he knew that wasn't enough, and exercise bored him. He hated to do it. Thus it was that he sat in the myostim unit when Gori came to see him. The unit was simple enough, a sensor field coupled with an adjustable, computerized electromyoclonic broadcaster. Turn it on, set the level, and the myostim unit worked the muscles, forcing them to contract and relax in sequence. You could get stronger just lying there, develop powerful mass without having to do any heavy lifting. A great toy. Gori seemed to materialize from nowhere. Zizor lifted an eyebrow as his thighs clenched into hard knots, relaxed, then contracted again.
The first attempt on Skywalker's life has failed. The bribed crew chief is dead.
Zizor nodded as his calves hardened and softened under the electrical stimulus.
No surprise. We knew the boy was extremely lucky. Or skillful,
Gori said. Zizor shrugged as his feet tightened and slackened.
Either way, I've had some thoughts about the matter. Allow our agents to proceed, grease bearings if necessary. Be certain it looks as if they are in the employ of the Empire, linked directly to Vader. If they get Skywalker, good. If not, I have another idea that might be even more beneficial to us. As you wish.
End of side 2. To continue, change side selector switch and turn the cassette over.